It's Friday, June 23rd, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Christians may take heart. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has taken the side of religious liberty. The judge panel okayed a Mississippi law protecting religious liberties for business owners and county clerks who do not wish to participate in faux weddings that endorse unnatural perversions. The court pointed out that the plaintiffs failed to prove the Mississippi law would cause an injury in fact that would empower the district court or this court to rule on its constitutionality. Unquote. We praise God for His common grace operating over Oregon. The State House Judiciary Committee has killed the bill that would have allowed the deliberate starvation of mentally disabled elderly people in Oregon. Surely the Lord delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man. Psalm 18:48. The FBI is calling it an act of terrorism. Last Wednesday, a police officer at the Flint, Michigan airport was stabbed multiple times by a man who was yelling, "Allahu Akbar," which means Allah is greater. Police have identified the suspect as Amor Fouti, an immigrant to Canada from Tunisia in the attack. Tunisia is 99% Muslim. Jeremiah 10:6 says, quote, "No one is like you, Lord. You are great, and your name is mighty in power," unquote. And you are certainly greater than the moon god Allah. On Tuesday, a Moroccan national detonated a bomb while shouting Allahu Akbar as well in the central train station of Brussels, Belgium. Soldiers fatally shot the suspect, 36-year-old Usama Zarayo, from the Brussels Bureau of Molenbeek. No one else was injured. The Worldview spoke to cultural analyst, political consultant, and veteran filmmaker Jeffrey Botkin of the Western Conservatory about the attack and the significance of Molenbeek.
Molenbeek has been identified by Interpol, and even the media will admit this, that it's the epicenter of terror in Europe, because Molenbeek is a community of Brussels filled with mosques. For over a decade now, Muhammad has been the most popular birth name in all of Brussels, and so their record has been to produce more active kinetic terrorists per capita than any other city in Europe.
Botkin also commented on the theological motivation behind jihadist attacks.
These are the things that they are enjoined to do by the leaders of Islam, by the imams who teach regularly in these communities, and especially here in Molenbeek in Belgium. There are 35 mosques, and the mayor of Brussels has said every single one of them teaches armed kinetic jihad.
Houston pastors are speaking out against a training program on homosexuality soon to be imposed on the city schools. The Houston Area Pastor Council has issued a statement opposing the plan recently announced by the district superintendent, Richard Carranza. The pastors declared, quote, "This is Houston, not San Francisco," unquote, and called the program, quote, "indoctrination, not education," unquote. The United Methodist Church's Yellowstone Annual Conference regional body is undergone what they call an unprecedented financial crisis. The regional conference has issued a 16-page report available online in which the crisis is attributed to the election of a lesbian bishop. Bishop Karen Oliveto was elected to oversee the whole Mountain Sky Episcopal area last September, and now a $300,000 deficit is forecast for this year compared to a $30,000 deficit the previous year. Four conservative U.S. senators are standing in the way of the new health care bill intended as a replacement for the Obamacare health care program. Who are they? Senators Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Ron Johnson. Their main beef? The proposed legislation will not lower insurance premiums. Police in New Mexico have identified the body of a pastor who was reported missing last week. Paris Wallace, lead pastor of Connections Church in Grand Junction, Colorado, was searching for $2 million of hidden treasure in the New Mexico wilderness. The treasure was concealed by 86-year-old millionaire Forrest Fenn around 2010. Thus far, two people have lost their lives searching for the treasure. Matthew 13:44 says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Happy news for vacationers across the states. Gas prices have dropped an average of 10 cents per gallon since June 1st. Oil is trading at a 9-month low right now at $43 a barrel. Sky and Lily Stevens, ages 19 and 15 respectively, wrote me from Newburgh, Missouri at adam@theworldview.com. They said, quote, "Dear Mr. McManus, we are the two oldest girls of 8 living children and often enjoy listening to the Generations radio broadcast and The Worldview while we milk our cow. Thank you for bringing a biblical worldview to bear on today's tough subjects. We appreciate the fitting truths of Scripture you include and how you will often add an encouraging story at the end of each broadcast. Yesterday's story on the Republican congresswoman named Jamie Butler from Washington State, who rejected her doctor's counsel to abort her baby girl with Potter syndrome, was extra special. In 2010, our baby sister, Bethany, was born with Potter syndrome as well. She lived 15 minutes after she was born. So it is good, though bittersweet, to hear that this little girl survived this unsurvivable syndrome. Praise God. Thank you again for your work." Unquote. Sky and Lily, on behalf of the Worldview team, please accept our condolences over the death of your precious sister, Bethany. We cannot imagine how truly bittersweet that story was for you two to hear. May the Lord continue to comfort your family as you mourn her death. On a lighter note, your email is the first one I've received indicating that you were simultaneously milking a cow while listening to The Worldview. I'll have to add that to the list of people with whom I share their commute and deliver the news while they're eating breakfast. Our fundraising update in just a moment. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on The Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, text editing, voicing the newscast, and audio editing. In order to help keep The Worldview on the air, we need to raise $20,000 of pledges by tonight at midnight. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we're looking for just the remnant to step up to the plate. As of yesterday morning, our total was $18,890 toward that $20,000 goal. Within the last 24 hours, I was blown away by the generosity of 14 Worldview listeners who made new pledges. Special thanks to Mark, who pledged $20 per month, as well as William, Kenneth, Aiden, Daniel, and Luke, each of whom pledged $25 per month. We're grateful for Kevin, who gave $40 per month, as well as our two new $50 per month donors named Gary and the husband-wife team of Dan and Michelle. Finally, special thanks to our one-time donors, including Charles, who gave $125, Judith, who gave $150, the husband-wife team of Jeremy and Tina, who gave $200, and another husband-wife team of Peter and Cindy, who also gave $200. And $500 from Wendy. As a result of that sacrificial giving, here's the new total. Drum roll, please. Our new total is an impressive $23,485. Not only did those of you who pledged help us reach our $20,000 goal, but we surpassed it by far. Since we still have until 12 midnight tonight, though, I wonder if we could hit $25,000. We're just $1,515 shy. If one Worldview listener pledged $50 per month and three listeners pledged $25 per month, we will hit the $25,000 mark. If you've been waiting on the sidelines to make a pledge at the very last minute, your time has arrived. Go to theworldview.com and click on Give on the top right. Click on $50 or $25 and select the recurring donation button. I'll let you know Monday morning if we hit the $25,000 mark for the concluding announcement of our fundraising campaign. And that's The World View on this Friday, June 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.